Welcome back to I'm No Rookie, your go-to spot for breaking through the barriers of the beauty and wellness world when it comes to career development. It's me, Aya, here to sprinkle a bit of inspiration and real talk in today's episode. This episode is a shout out to all my seasoned beauty therapists and managers out there. You know who you are. You are the ones with stories to tell, skills that have been honed in over the years, and a deep understanding of what beauty and wellness really means. Today, we're chatting about something that's been on my mind. Why the world of beauty and wellness education desperately needs you. Yeah, you heard me right. There's a space in the educational sphere that only you can fill. So let's break that down nice and easy. Think about the most memorable lessons you've ever had. I bet it wasn't just about the content that stuck with you or how it was taught. That teacher who shared personal stories, who made you understand not just the what, but the why. That's the teacher you remember, right? Now imagine you stepping into these shoes, those shoes, with all your experience. You're not just teaching, you're inspiring. Here's the thing. Beauty and wellness isn't just about knowing the latest trends and mastering the newest techniques. It's about understanding people, adapting to changes, and making real connections. And who better to pass on the wisdom than someone who's lived it? That's where you come in. Your years in the industry have given you insights no textbooks can offer. Well, Aya, why education? Why now? Great question. See, the beauty and wellness industry is booming, and with that boom comes a thirst of knowledgeable, passionate educators who can guide the next generation. We need you to share your journey to show that beauty is more than skin deep. It's about empathy, resilience, and creativity. Imagine the impact you can make, not just on an individual student, but on the industry as a whole. By stepping into education, you're shaping the future. You're ensuring the standards remain high and the new wave of therapists are not just skilled, but have the heart and soul the industry needs. And hey, let's talk about how, for a second, venturing into education is a chance for you to grow, to challenge yourself in new ways, and to ignite your passion for beauty. It's a chance to reflect on your career and see just how far you've come. And trust me, sharing your knowledge with eager minds is incredibly rewarding. I know what you're thinking. I've never taught before. And to that, I say everyone starts somewhere. Remember, your first day as a therapist. Remember that? Think back to that. How nervous you were. Possibly how excited you may have been and nervous. Maybe a bit unsure. Look at you now. Teaching is a journey. And it's one that's worth taking. Plus, there's support out there. Courses, workshops, webinars, conferences, a community of educators ready to welcome you with open arms. So to all my beauty pros feeling that for something new, consider this. Maybe education is your next big adventure. Your experience is invaluable and it's time to share it. And what I also want to address is those that have self-doubt beyond just teaching. Maybe you have learning difficulties and you're like, how can I be teaching with the issues that I have? And trust me, what you don't realize, some of the best teachers are the ones that are coming from hard backgrounds. Maybe those that have struggled with learning themselves. For me, I found out I was dyslexic at the age of 27. And after getting a bit emotional, having a little bit of a breakdown, I realized it was the best thing ever. Now I knew or had the tools that I needed to help myself learn and develop. With that knowledge, it means that as an educator, when I'm putting lesson plans together, I'm always considering all different types of learning style. My dyslexia has empowered me to see deeper, seeing beyond the content that I'm putting out there. Think about the student like me who was struggling, who had no help back then. And it was only because I just didn't have the correct tools. That type of teacher now has the insights, the knowledge that they can implement these new strategies to help all different types of learners. So if you've got an area of learning difficulty or area of struggle, and you're thinking, can I really do this? Yes, you can. Just get the help you need to hone in on those skills. And what makes it so much more beautiful is that when you've honed in those skills, those will be the same things that you'll be adapting and adding into your teaching. I want you to believe in yourself and stop thinking that you can't do it. The art of teaching is not necessarily just about your qualifications. Yes, you want your teaching qualification, but it's not about your degrees and not about your PhDs. It's not about how intelligent you are. I personally think it's really about how focused you are on helping others to develop, how much empathy that you have, how compassionate you are, and how focused you are on those that need the help. One of the most beautiful things for me to be an educator is that I'm able to empower others that have so much self-doubt. I had that when I was younger, when I didn't know that I was dyslexic. And I see that in others. And I think sharing my story of my own learning difficulties makes other students in my presence feel more comfortable to share theirs. They're like, okay, if that's my lecturer, she's gone through this and look where she is now. I can do it. What's my excuse? And that's what you want to do. You want to be able to show others out there what's possible. Sometimes when you don't see people that have got similar conditions, that have gone through similar struggles, doing the thing that they want to do, they think it's impossible. But when they see that person that's walked in a similar path with similar challenges and struggles thrown at them, they still manage to get there. That is inspiration. That is motivation. That's empowering. You possibly have that story that's going to empower others that are going to look at you and go, my God, how amazing is she? I would love to pick her brain. So, whatever you do, whatever doubts that you have about your ability to teach, trust me, you have the skill set. And even if you don't, it can be taught, it can be learned. You are not meant to come into the industry knowing how to do all the things. You didn't know how to be a therapist when you first came in, even after you had your qualification, right? Yes, you were taught the basics. Yes, you gained your qualification, but you hadn't really worked on paying clients, right? You hadn't really worked on different types of skin, different types of bodies, different types of challenges, but you did, right? And you've come out the other side. It's the same with teaching. Please don't doubt what you could do. Please don't doubt your capabilities just by where you are right now. Continuous professional development is a thing, and it's a thing for a reason, because all you're doing is building up on the experience that you've already got from the beauty and wellness industry, the knowledge that you've already gained from your beauty therapy or wellness qualification. It's just the next stage, and that's all it's all about. So the beauty and wellness industry absolutely needs you. Yes, I'm calling you beauty spa therapists, managers, practitioners, whatever title you want to give yourself. If you've been in the industry for more than 5 years and you're looking for a new challenge, you're looking for that thing that's going to drive you, that's going to excite you when you wake up in the morning, education sector would be exactly what you need. If you want to find out more about gaining your teaching qualification, send me a DM. Or if you're on Instagram, send me a DM. Or on LinkedIn, send me a private message. Or if you want to take our quiz, which is, do you have what it takes to teach? You can go into the notes or description and you'll see the link. But you can also go to developingeducatorsacademy.com/quiz and take the quiz that way. If this episode of I'm No Rookie resonated with you, don't forget to share, subscribe, and send me a DM if you want to talk more about getting into the education sector. Remember, remember, you are no rookie in this game of life. Take care, and I'll speak to you again soon.